What's up, you guys? This is HJ here, and welcome to another YouTube video. In today's video, I'm going to be going over some of the essential stuff that I have in my tech bag for college. This tech bag right here. Wait a minute. Hold on. Just kidding. This big bad boy right here. This big, thick, chunky, red and... well, black backpack. Anyways, I got a lot of cool stuff in here that I want to show you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and open this up. And actually, you know what? I'm actually going to start with the tablet instead of the laptop. I want to save the laptop for last. And I also want to get to the audio and charging accessories as well. So starting off, got the tablet here and the case. This is a Samsung S6 Lite. And for those who have not checked out my review video on this, I did do an unboxing and review video on this. So I will leave a link to that in the description after this video is uploaded, so you guys can go and check that out. And it comes with the S Pen. And the cool thing about this bad boy is it has a kickstand. And yes, the kickstand does rotate. So let's say you want to use it in the vertical position, you would rotate it to the left, and voila, you could sit in the vertical position. And I did, and at one point I did have another tablet that had a keyboard case on it, however, that's gone, so, yeah. So this is the tablet, and the cool thing that I really like about this tablet is that it's great for if you're a student like me, and you need to take notes, or you just want to jot down some ideas, or you're watching YouTube, like I'm watching this guy's YouTube video right now, which I probably should not display that on camera while I'm recording. Anyways, now to the other stuff. So, starting with the audio gear and the accessories, I've got in my bag, for my gamers out there, a HyperX Cloud Flight, if I can speak, Cloud Flight wireless headset, and this headset also comes with a dongle, which is also in one of the front pockets of the backpack, and let me pull that out so I can show you guys what that looks like. And this particular headset normally retails between, I want to say, $99 to $120, which you may think that's really steep, but here's why it's worth it, because you get the dongle in the box, you get the headset, you guys get the charging cable, and you guys can connect it via wired mode. Say if you're on your laptop or whatnot and you don't have the dongle with readily access to it, you guys can plug that in and you guys can get some audio coming from your device. And the other thing that I have in here, well, two other things, really, three actually, is these adapters. And you may be thinking to yourself, well, why am I including adapters in this video? Because some of you guys have accessories and whatnot that don't necessarily work with your phone or your tablet because it either does not have a USB-A port or it does not have an audio jack. And in this case, you will need something like this, for example, an audio jack to Type-C cable, or maybe you have an iPhone and you want a lightning adapter, I don't know, that's personal preference based upon your device, and you have an audio splitter, say if you have a friend and you guys want to share your audio together. And another cool thing that I want to note is that if you do have an audio splitter like this, you can actually plug these in together, and it fits right on in, and you can run the audio splitter through the Type-C cable. And then I have a USB-A, the Type-C adapter, and the reason why I have this is because some people have laptops, like MacBooks, etc. I used to have a laptop that had two Thunderbolt ports and some like USB-A ports, and I would, if I had two peripherals in the USB-A ports, I would run out of USB ports, I would need an adapter. So yeah, there you go, that's for you guys. And then also, I have, for those that are wondering, a flash drive. So if you guys do need a flash drive, these are pretty good. It is a Kingston. It's a 64GB flash drive. And some of you guys who use the school loaner computers, some of them have like a deep freeze on them where if you don't save your work to the flash drive at like 12 a.m. at night, our school does this, it will erase the entire thing, and then you'll lose all your progress. So it's a good idea to just keep one of those handy, just in case you should need one, and you might use them for other things, like Windows, or if you have a Windows installation, you need to install something, or you got a lot of files and you need to back them up. That is very useful for that. And then also, for my gamers out there, I did not forget the controller. And this retails for about $35. This is a HyperX Clutch wireless controller. It comes with a dongle, too. I have that in there as well. And I'll show you guys what that looks like, too. Ignore that. That's the tablet. It's good. It's in a case. I had it on a chair, which is a dumb idea. This is the dongle, and it'll come in the box. And the other thing, the other cool thing is, if you order it, it does come with a controller clip. So this thing, it slides into this top elongated slot right there, and you'll just stick it in, plug it in like that. It snaps in, and you can use it with your phone. It has this mode, which is wired mode, for charging it, and then when you're ready to use it, you'll flip it to the middle for your laptop. It does not work on consoles. It only works on PC and mobile, just so you know. And it does not work on PlayStation, because, well, even though PlayStation has the same drivers for their USB, the controller just will not recognize it. The firmware won't recognize it. And then you have the third selection for mobile. And if you're wondering what the mouse is that I use, this one I got from Five Below back when they had these. And you can still get some wireless mice from Five Below. They're going to be a lot smaller than this one, but this one's an ergonomic mouse. And the dongle usually goes right in the slot right here. I think it fell out. And it's, the mouse clicks are actually sideways, so the way you're gonna hold this is you're gonna hold it just like this. And it's really actually very cool, because, you know, you make like a little C or a crab claw, as I would call it. And because you're naturally inclined to do that, wow, that is so satisfying. And because you're so inclined to do that, your fingers will just naturally gravitate to those buttons. And now, here's the important part. If you're a tech student and you're in tech support major, engineering, whatever, you guys will need, first off, USB hub. It's USB 3 to USB-A, and yes, it does work with the USB-C adapter, or the USB to Lightning adapter. It does work. Just to let you guys know, I have a hard drive in here. This is a hard drive enclosure, and you can put a hard drive or an SSD in it. And I'll slide it off, and you can see hard drives on the inside. Slide that back up. And with the hard drive that I have in here is 2 terabytes. You can insert up to 8 terabytes, whatever this thing will hold. If it's a laptop drive, it will fit in this enclosure. And then there's a USB-A to USB-C cable to connect it. And then also for my tech students, I have good old Dollar Tree screwdriver set, which you guys may be thinking, well, why the heck are you advertising for the Dollar Tree? Well, the reason why I'm advertising this for the Dollar Tree is because it comes with the whole set of screws that you'll need for most laptops, except for MacBooks and some other high-end laptops. And it's only $1.25, and I'm thinking to myself, for those that are on a budget or in a financial crisis for whatever reason, let's hope you're not, but if you are, then you don't want to be spending $30, $40, maybe even $20 on a screwdriver set that you probably won't even use all of those screwdrivers anyway. And you can even use the flathead, the Finn flathead one that's on the right, if you can see it there. You can use that as your pry tool in some cases. So, I mean, you don't really have to spend all that money for the best kit in the world. And so that's why I included that one. I also have 2 other smaller screwdrivers in here, like these. And these are pretty straightforward and simple, and you can pick those up too. And those are just really useful for if you guys need to get into a laptop for school or whatnot, and that is your primary focus. And if not, it's still good to keep those on hand, because you never know, you're going to have to open up a laptop and make repairs or any of that other good stuff. And then I have the power bank. Guys, It is, I think, 7:30 at night here when I'm recording this. And I gotta tell you, 15 minutes ago, I literally just picked this up. Like, I'm not even capping. I'm not even joking. I literally just picked this thing up. And it's really cool because it's fast charging, so you can charge your Samsung and your Apple devices. And what's so cool about it is it has a 10,000 milliamp hour internal battery, so it's going to last a while. And you can plug it into the wall adapter and use it as a wall charger, or you can charge it up via the micro USB cable and use it as a power bank, or you can charge it through the wall adapter and still use it as a power bank. It's a 3-in-1 power bank. So you can literally charge it or use it 3 different ways, and it works amazing, at least from what I've, at least on paper, for your devices. And I think the wattage is going to be sufficient enough for most devices. Some Samsungs that support 45 watt charging might not do as well on the power bank mode, but Apple devices certainly will be more than fine, and Samsung devices will still work with this. Just depending on the Samsung device or Motorola device or Google device, you may need a different cable, or you may need to keep it plugged into the wall adapter when possible, so you're not slow charging the device and potentially running down the battery on this thing while it's in your backpack. And now we made it to the regular headphones. These are JBLs. Got these from the student store, and yes, they were like 90 something dollars. And the reason why I like these is because they have multi-point connection, and they're just good overall Bluetooth headphones. And now, whew, that's a lot. Now we get to the great stuff, and that is the laptop. I actually have two of them, but I'm only going to review this one because this one is my daily driver. This is the HP Victus 15. And now, why am I advertising this one? Because first off, if you have the Intel NVIDIA model, the AMD NVIDIA model, you're going to get good performance. You're going to get good performance on the all AMD model too that I have. And the cool thing is with this is it's a gaming laptop. And very often do these things go on sale. So you're looking at anywhere between $499 to $899, depending on the model you get, if it's last gen. If you're looking for the 4050 or 4060 model, you're probably looking at $1,100 if you get it directly from HP. I don't think Best Buy carries the 4050 model just yet, because they just released towards the tail end of 2023 on HP's website, so they're still working on those, I'm pretty sure. But this is very good for the price, it's very good for the performance, but it's also good because it's really good on battery life for the AMD model. Not sure about the NVIDIA or the Intel model on that regard, but it's pretty decent. And it's not that heavy either. I can hold this with one hand, and I can safely tell you that if I do this really fastly, it's not a challenge for me, and I have pretty medium-sized hands, so I can tell you it's not that heavy. Probably like, I want to say 5 pounds. Correct me if I'm wrong, chat or comments, but I want to say it's 5 pounds. Don't quote me on that. I think it's 5 to 5.1 pounds. That's what I'm going to assume based upon how it feels. But it also doesn't feel heavy in the backpack either. And it also comes with a 150 watt charging adapter. And the power adapter is that slim. This, if you get the AMD model, the Intel model or the NVIDIA model, is going to have a 200 watt, and it's going to be about 5% to 10% bigger than that. In if you measure it, it's like kind of like this, kind of. It'll kind of look a little bit slightly bigger because it's 200 watts, but it's still about the same. It's not like a 330 watt, which is tanky, so yeah. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Short roundup of all my stuff. And in 2024, late 2024, I'm not going to have any more of these because I won't be in school anymore. And hopefully by August, hopefully I'll be transitioning into the workforce and I can start doing more of those videos for you guys as well. So you guys have some good work options. Anyways, shout out to everybody out there and I'll catch you guys in the next video.